Hey guys, welcome back to Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am your host, Mark Homar. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the pros and the cons of working with a recruiter. And people call them recruiters. Us in the industry call ourselves staffing firms. And I say us because we are sponsored by the parent company, Kane Ross, for this show in this series of Higher Power Tech Podcast. And surprisingly, if you don't know, I am the owner of Kane Ross, and we have worked with staffing IT professionals specifically in the fields of dark data, data science, front end, full stack, back end, anything IT, we staff. We work with companies, large companies that you're very familiar with, Amex, Citizens Bank, and Vantage Data Centers, and we are growing slowly but surely. I've been doing this now for about 7 years or so. I work with recruiters out of India, also local here in domestically in the United States. And I have a full team of VPs that I work with, Six Sigma Black Belt professionals with license, and those who have written books, who are phenomenal, who understand the inner workings of the corporate world. As well as I do, as well as I run many of companies. I've worked in corporate sectors. I've staffed for HR before. I've worked with HR Star very closely in the past. So I am very familiar. I've worked with Hartsfield-Jackson National Airport and the largest airport here in the United States, as far as I should say traffic wise. So yes, corporate wise, understanding how to staff and having connections. We have been good with this as a entity, but I know a lot of people still have reservations, hesitations when it comes to working with recruiters, working with staffing firms, whether it be a small firm like ours or a large firm like Robert Half or whoever it may be. Again, not to indict them or anything like that, just mentioning them. I want to make sure that I talk to you about a few points of pros of working with them and the cons of working with us, okay? Whether you want to call it staffing, recruitment, whatever you want to call us. But what is the positive and the negative of working with an organization in order to help you get gainful employment and find the great cultural fit for you as the employee? Now, I'm speaking to right now those who are employees looking for work or, you know, candidate looking to get placed, not so much talking to the procurement departments or hiring agents or hiring reps for companies. I'll have another episode where I discuss particulars about those areas and those dynamics a little bit later. But for right now, if you are a candidate looking to get placed and you are vacillating right now between should you work with a recruiter or a staffing firm, or should you do it all on your own and just hustle on your own using the search engines that are out there, namely the best one, no matter who you are, LinkedIn, or if you're doing, say, something like Indeed or, Upwork even. there's different platforms and different ways to get found nowadays. If you're doing it independent and you're by yourself, why should you look to work with a recruiter, right? If you are currently working with a recruiter or a staffing firm and you haven't had what you feel to be the best success thus far, let me talk to you about the pros and the cons as to what may be going on with you as well. All right. So let's start with first. I always like to get the negative, if you will, or non-positive out the way first. So let's start with the cons. And I'm only going to give you two for both the cons and the pros, because I don't want to be here all day and you don't want to keep talking or listening to what I have to say. Right. So let me talk about one con first of working with a staffing firm. And if you currently are working with one or a recruiter right now, and you've, you know, been put on interviews and it has been going well and you've been, you know, delayed in conversation, that's part of the con, right? I would say the negative of working with a recruiting firm normally is the fact that there's very little communication after the first rush to kind of get you placed. And that's no matter if you're a large firm, small firm, medium firm. The issue that happens a lot of times is, like anything else, everybody's trying to make a dollar and needs to make a dollar, just like they're trying to get you to make your dollar, right? And if the first one or two interviews are not successful, for the rec that they're putting you on, or the job description that they're presenting you to with the client for them, then generally there's a fall off. And that's a negative, because you, if you didn't get picked up or get placed after that interview, are still looking for employment. And a lot of times you reach back out, and no one wants to pick up the phone. No one can pick up the phone, or they don't have a direct answer for you as to why you have not, been hired. Or, and then what's the next step after you having the interview and not being picked up? What's the next step, right? So that is the con, the negative, that a lot of times you will get lost in the sauce, if you will, after the initial thrust of getting you one or two interviews, and then you're just left, right? And that I honestly don't have an answer for, so I'm not even going to try to sit here and act like I do. It depends on the firm. It depends on, again, the employees for that firm and the recruiters for that firm, how diligent they are, because it's not about not being upfront. It's more about just understanding the humanity of making sure they stay communicative with you to let you know where you stand with the processes, wherever they may be within the process. And a lot of times you have disconnect, just like you do in corporations, right? You have disconnect between C-suite and, boots to the ground employee, right? One thing is being communicated from VP to, branch manager, then branch manager to, employees on the ground. It kind of gets murky or gets lost. It doesn't get all the way communicated the way it should, right? And the same thing when it comes down to recruiting. Unfortunately, the recruiters a lot of times will have conversation yesterday with the hiring manager, even after giving you an interview. If it doesn't go well, the follow-up should be, well, this is what we see. They didn't quite, have you at the forefront of their pick. So right now there's going to be a little bit of a wait. In that being said to you, now you're like, well, okay, it's a wait, but what does that mean for me? And it should be a further communication from your particular recruiter rep that, well, right now our pipeline is not full of, positions available for your particular skill set. Should be mentioned to you. A lot of times it's not, unfortunately. So it would be let me just follow back up within a week after they have a few more interviews and see if we can potentially get you back in for another follow-up. That should be communicated to you. If it's not communicated to you, again, that is the fault of the recruiter and the agency as a whole, true enough. And that is why I am trying to talk to you guys and say, what should be the next step? This should be the communication that should be had next. Whether things, especially if things have not fallen through for you in a way of you're about to be sent an offer letter, right? So I just want to kind of bring that to you, that the communication is, hey, we don't have anything. We don't have a pipeline. We don't have another position available at another job or another vendor or another client that wants your same skill set. So right now, we just have to try to see if we can try to push you one more time with this particular one. If not, if you're okay with it, we'll put you on hold until we find something for you. Let's just say we stay in contact every 2 weeks or, every once a week, right? That way you can have some kind of clarity as to what you should do, right? Because the biggest problem is that we know, because I think a lot of times recruiters don't put themselves in your shoes, is, look, I still need to get employed. I still need to make income. And if you're not going to be the one hustling for me fully and continuously, then I need to not only, sign a right to represent form with you, I need to sign a right to represent form with another firm and try to keep pushing my resume through Indeed and LinkedIn until I get picked up, right? And that should be the communication. That should be what's said, and that should be what's delivered to you to allow you to continue to go. What we don't want to have happen is where you stop and pause because you're thinking, okay, I got this firm now. I signed this right to represent. I won this interview. They've been communicative with me up until this point. Then all of a sudden they drop me. And then now I'm waiting for them, 2 days, 5 days, 2 weeks go by and nothing. And I could have been doing more work on my end, right? So this is why I say it's the con, right? That you might get lost in the sauce. The communication gets dropped. And that we don't want, all right? And that is really the biggest con to working with a recruiting firm, honestly. The second, biggest con might be, depending upon the firm, making sure you can negotiate properly your particular salary and they really fight for you in what you're trying to get paid. Sometimes, because again, especially, and I would say this, it just depends, really. with larger firms, they have such an overhead that they tend to try to keep you within a box. So let's just say, for example, you say, you know, you're mid-level and you're wanting to get paid 125, you know, is your bottom that you want to take, you know, of course, going a little bit higher than that. So you would hope that there's a negotiation wiggle room between you and your recruiting firm to go and get you the highest dollar. So if you said 125 is your base or your lowest you want to go, you would hope they would say, okay, maybe they can go maybe say 128, 129 for you in negotiation. The issue is because large firms have, like I said, such big overhead. I mean, with marketing materials, staff, build out buildings, board members, it's a lot, right? So generally what happens is that most people don't think about is the reason why you might get that 125 exactly, or maybe even 124, is because, again, even though their markup is what it is, it's not only having to cover, you know, your benefits and your, you know, state taxes, healthcare, everything that's involved with that, right? And then again, paying their employees, but again, they have to pay their overhead. So the negative could be that you may not get the most from your asking rate from a recruiter, depending upon, again, who you're going with. If you're with a small firm and they just don't have the budget to be able to within themselves because they're just not large enough to have that type of leeway, they may not be able to, you know, negotiate well enough. Again, if your baseline is 125, they might just come and be, you know, with the direct 125, right? It won't look like 126, 126.5. It won't look like that, right? So that could be a negative for you. Those two things, as far as why working with a recruiter or a recruiting agency or a staffing agency might be a negative to go with. Now, let's go on the flip side of it. Let's talk about what might be the positive, the pro to working with a staffing firm or recruiter, right? I would say this is, you know, we can obviously oppose the two cons, you know, and talk about that they communicate very well would be great too, that, you know, they actually do negotiate for you and they can get you more than what you could possibly get for yourself. But let's go a little bit off those two. We've already talked about those two. Let's go into something else that's a pro. A pro is that working with a recruiter or a staffing firm, this is really big, is the fact that they are going to 9 times out of 10 get you directly to a company that is looking for your particular skill set with more immediacy and accuracy than you searching by yourself, right? Why? Because they have the relationship already in place with clients like I do at Amex, like I do at Citizens Bank, like I do at Vantage Data Centers. When they have a rec that they place out, they give it to me directly in my firm and my team. My team takes that rec and then we go through our search engines that we have that we pay a pretty penny for to research to get the quality talent that's you out there. And then we call you and contact you and say, hey, look, if we feel like you are fit after we talk to vet you and, you know, fill you out for your soft skills, obviously your technical skills, making sure what you have on your resume fits, you know how to deliver it, you know, from a technical side of things. Normally we do a 3-part interview prior to make sure you're vetted quality enough. Once we do that, then we're directly sending you to the hiring manager who's looking to hire relatively quick, right? Because that's why they gave us the rec. Our job is to mitigate and to lessen their wasted time to get straight to quality candidates to be able to fit their position so they can continue moving forward. So that is really the biggest key, is that it's a direct relationship and it's quick and more efficient working with a recruiter to get straight to a potential hiring position for you in a direct interview to be hired, more so than you doing it on your own. Right. I mean, that is really the number one reason why I would say it's a pro to work with an organization like, you know, Kane Ross or someone else, you know, that is a recruiter that's quality and has been doing it for a little while, because we get straight to the point. We get you what you need, as opposed to you constantly trying to get up every morning, you know, set aside your time for 2 or 3 hours to do all your LinkedIn communication, you know, like, comment, you know, to someone's post, you know, and then say, hey, have your hire up there, you know, ready to be hired. you know, hope that they read your message, you know, try to craft an email that you can send to them that would, you know, or response that would make them, you know, read your particular message. You know, again, right? The drawn out hustle, that is the hustle. And if you're doing that, fantastic, continue doing that, don't stop. But again, you'd rather be able to go with someone who has the relationship, who has the direct connect and say, hey, this is me. This is my, you know, presentation with my resume. Can you get me in? And most likely a recruiter can do that a lot faster. Okay. So that's one of the biggest pros that I have to articulate and make sure we get out. The second one, I will say, I will kind of rebuttal the second con of the fact that more often than not, I will say it still is a better chance of negotiation for a better salary by going with a recruiter. So that's my second pro. I know, like I said before, that could be a con. It can. I'm just being honest with you, right? There's fine lines between everything in life. And this fine line is, you know, with the right firm and the right recruiter, they can negotiate generally a little bit better for you if they are worth their salt, right? So again, let's go back to my example when I was talking about the con. Again, if you have that 125 and you have an agency that's, you know, well-versed, they're not over budget, they're not, you know, over leveraged, even whether they're middle size, small like ours or large, they just have the budget available and they know that they want to keep you happy. Because at the end of the day, the way we look at it here at Kane Ross is the fact that you're a part of our team and you're a part of our family. So when a company hires us to pay you, especially if it's contract to hire and you're going to work underneath us, they pay us to pay you. I want you to want to stay with us. You know, we've had a great track record over our past 7 years of keeping, you know, talent, you know, for, you know, for a period of time longer than most companies do, especially as a recruiting firm. Because normally contract to hire, you're not an official employee of the company that you're working with. You're underneath our umbrella, right? So at any point, they will let you go if they feel like they want to let you go, because that's why they hire contract to hire. It's easier for their books, right? But I want you to still feel connected with me as the firm, because again, even if the contract may come to an end, if you're working with, you know, Amex and as a contract to hire underneath us, I still would rather you want to stay with us, you know, and allow us a chance to try to find you another job. And then also too, let's just say you find another job, you know, without us. Maybe you may want to come back to us because, you know, we tend to pay better, right? Which I've had that happen before. A client got let go only due to the fact that, you know, the contract was up. He put out other recs. I didn't have anything quite lined up for him. We didn't have anything lined up for him. And he found another job with another company, but they were paying really bare minimum. We wanted to go with them to, you know, fill the shoes. So he talked to his upline when it came down for contract renewal, and he told him about us. And, you know, he brought us in, and we were able to negotiate a substantial amount higher than what the last company that he was with was with. And he was with us. He's still currently with us. It's been a little bit, I think, if I remember correctly, a little bit over 28 months he's been with us now. So, that's the beauty of working with a proper firm. We will make sure, if we're good, if they're good, we will make sure that you get paid what you're worth, and we can negotiate that for you. So as opposed to, I know a lot of times it's very tough and a lot of times it's nuanced for you as an individual. Once it comes down to, you had a great interview, they send you the offer letter. Yeah, you know what you want, but a lot of times you're nervous because you're like, well, will they let me, you know, will they even bring me on if I'm a little too pushy? And it's always that catch 22, you know, you don't want to push too hard, right? But you don't know because you don't have that relationship necessarily developed with them other than the interview, right? Whereas again, with the staffing firm, the pro is the fact that they have that relationship. They know how to, you know, they know the limits of what they can potentially push to get you a little bit more, right? And where they can cut on their end to possibly give you what you need to really make you happy, make you take the position. All right. So those are the two pros that I wanted to inform you guys of that I believe a lot of people don't necessarily think of to that degree, if you will, as to why working with a recruiter, again, recruiter or staffing firm, is valuable and could be more beneficial for you than you may think. And also to the cons, right? To why it may not be as beneficial for you to go with a recruiter or a staffing firm. If especially if you're a little more seasoned, I would say, really, to be honest with you, if you're a little more seasoned in, you know, working in the corporate world and understanding, you've had a few jobs, you know, a few jobs over, you know, a course of 8 to 15 years in that time span, and you've done this before, you may not need to have a recruiter, right? You might know how to negotiate and know where you stand and know what the market is looking for your particular position and know what the economy is doing. And you might have a different head on your shoulders. But if you're fresh out of college, you put your resume out there, one of us have recruited, or one of the, you know, one of our recruiters have reached out to you, it might be better for you to go it on and let us take care of you and get you into the workforce. So that way you can have a comfortable position without all the stress and worry that comes with trying to do the hustle of negotiation, trying to make sure everything is just right, you know, and don't overpitch, don't be too cocky, all that stuff, right? So it might be better to go with us. But you make that decision, you make that choice for you. I just want to give you some things to think about. That's what we're here for here at Higher Power Tech Podcast. We connect you to a higher power you deserve. And I'm happy to share that with you. So if you have any questions, comments, please leave them below. I want to say thank you for those who have taken time out to support and subscribe and like and share our post. If you have more further questions, if you want a consultation on, you know, a resume or what you should do for an interview, or you had a couple interviews, or you work with other staffing firms and you want a little consultation on, you know, what to look for, or if you want to switch over to ours, Kane Ross, we're here. But you want to go to higherpowertech.com. You can message us, or you can, you know, book time with myself or my co-host Josh, who will be back shortly. And we'll be happy to work with you and talk with you and walk you through this process. All right. It's not as complicated as you think, but having someone, having a team member, having a team with you does help. Okay. It does help to make sure you get what you need in order to get you to your North Star and find that culture fit that works for you so you can have longevity and mainstay as best as possible in such a, you know, fast turnover and quickly moving, you know, corporate world. All right. All right, guys, have a great week until I see you guys again on next Wednesday for our next episode. All right. Have a great one. Talk to you again shortly.